Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Sunyavari Paskatyade Sadarine. Hare Krishna. So, I wanted to explain a little bit about the Leela of the Lord. It is always very blissful. Because the Lord's transcendental body is never overcome by misery. For a long time, I could not, I understood this, but I had difficulties with that part of Ramachandra's Leela where he sends his pregnant wife Sita into the forest, apparently due to a gossip, a rumor in his town where one low-class man whose wife had been out in the night rejected his wife and said, "Yeah, you cannot come back. You were in another one's house. I'm not like Ram, who accepted Sita back, although she was in the house of another one, Ravan." Yeah, so I always thought this is such a dramatic ending of the Leela, and I mean the Lord is so kind. We hear in the Ramayana that when Lord Ram left Ayodhya and went into the forest, everyone was weeping. All his people were weeping. All the animals were weeping. The plants were weeping. In the forest, you know, everyone was just loving Ram so much. So this means he had such sweet qualities, how he looked at everyone, how he was so considerate with everyone, how he was so modest, so shy, but how he protected everyone. He was not at all, there was no cruelty in his nature, but to send a pregnant lady on the basis of some gossip which had no foundation. I mean, Sita's case, we all know, she Ravan had no contact whatsoever with her. I felt, what is the meaning of this? Not that I had doubt, but I just couldn't understand it. Then today I read an explanation by Vyasadev. There is one scripture, I have forgotten the name which he has written, one Vedic scripture. Bhavishyatama Purana perhaps, or I'm not 100% sure, where we find Lord Ram sitting in his room, a palace room, and Mother Sita comes in the morning. She pays her obeisances to her husband, touches the feet and said, "Ram, I had a vision in the night. The devatas came to me and said, your Leela and Ram's Leela is now completed. You have done everything for what you have appeared. And it is now time for you to go. However, as long as you stay on the planet, Ram will not go. He will only go when you go first to Vaikuntha and follow you, because he loves you so much. Explanation was given, and therefore, my dear Lord Ram, please allow me to leave before you. And Ram nods his head, he's in a very loving, sincere mood, and said, "O Sita, I also know that our Leela here in this world is now coming to a close. So we will make some arrangement, some Leela, so that those who are of atheistic temperament will not surrender to the Lord. I, who sits in the heart of everyone, will make one washerman say some gossip to his wife. Then I will set an example in saying that for a Dharmic king, you will go in the forest and give birth to our two sons. You remember the names? Love and Kush. And then, to show your divine qualities, you will come back to Ayodhya and say, I was always faithful to Ram, and I cannot now accept this, that there is another idea, and I request Mother Earth to swallow me. If my words are true, she will come and take me to her. You remember, according to one story, Sita was found when Janaka Maharaj plowed a field for a yagya. And then in one, it's called furrow, you know, when the earth comes like this, there, this sweet baby girl was found, Mother Sita. So this is what was arranged. Lord Ram inspired the washerman to say such things, and Lakshman brought Mother Sita to the forest, and then Mother Sita came back to Ayodhya and left through the aid of Mother Earth. So, as this was going on, I was reading in the Bhagavatam, this shows that the Lord's Leela is always blissful. It is never miserable. You might say, but what is when Sita was kidnapped, then Ram was lamenting for her? Yes, but there's also that Leela. The real Sita was not kidnapped. A false Sita was kidnapped. And Ram and Sita just enjoyed another aspect of transcendental love, that is love and separation. It may seem to be miserable, but it is, in reality, it's something else. It's blissful. It's just like when you touch ice, it seems that it's hot, but in actuality the ice is cold. It's just another aspect of transcendental love. So as I read this, I was very happy to then think about Krishna Lila, and we want to glorify Krishna's flute. After all, Krishna has a flute, and through his flute playing, he attracts everyone. So he plays altogether 8 melodies. With these 8 melodies, he wanted to. Why 8 melodies? Well, he wanted to play such a melody when he was young, you know, and learned to play the flute. He wanted to play in such a way that the gopis, and especially Radharani, would be attracted to him. But he was just a small shishu, a small child. How could he play? We even hear our neighbor, my neighbor here plays flute, you know. He practices flute playing, Vipakit, yes, you know, for concert flute. And but he needs practice to come to a certain level. So in his sweet Madhur Lila, the Lord practices. So then he learns his first melody. This melody was so wonderful that demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva, who were meditating, were so much moved that their meditation broke. They forgot everything which they were meditating about, or what was in their mind, what they had to do, because they were astonished. Even Ananda Dev, who always sways his even Ananda Dev, who's very composed, is said when he heard this first melody, he swayed his body like this, because it was so enchanting. Listen to Krishna's second melody, which he learned. This melody was so intense that when the Yamuna heard it, her waters turned around and she played backwards. She flew backwards. We even hear that she took with her waves some lotus flowers and washed them at Krishna's lotus feet, who was just playing. Wow, second melody. Then the third melody is so attractive that the moon could not move any longer on the planet. We hear yesterday that we heard yesterday from Krishna Murari that the moon became so ecstatic that he actually fell down, and where he fell down, that's where the Chandra Sarova was created. But he wanted to give the most valuable thing in his possession, the Chandramani, to what?
Chandrakanti.
Sharakanti, Chandrakanti. Money. So this is the third melody. Fourth melody makes the cows run to him when he plays. All the cows come, and it is described their ears, which usually hang down, they go up like cups because they want to catch every sound, like Charanamrita, you know. They want to keep this in. The fifth note attracts the gopis and makes them running to him. So by now Krishna knew this is how to attract the gopis. And the sixth melody makes stone melt, stone melts and liquid things like the water of the river, they become firm. This is a little problem for the swans who can't move any longer, but they are so in ecstasy because of the sound of the flute that this is not a problem, that they can't move. And the sixth melody, when he plays it, it creates the autumn season. I think if Krishna would, in the next few days, he might play the sixth melody, and then the Hemanta season will come. It's a little, still a little summer-like, no? So something.
The sixth or seventh?
That's the sixth, yeah. Yeah, now the seventh, Balanandini wants to know the seventh. The seventh melody manifests all the seasons. Jum! Somewhere the trees have spring blossoms. Somewhere it's, that's of course the best season in Braj. That's when Holi takes place. And then the eighth melody is made exclusively for Srimati Radharani. It takes the form of her name and calls for her. Radha hears. Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati describes one pastime that Srimati Radharani was so absolutely enticed by the melody that she fainted when she first heard, because remember it was a melody which Krishna only played for her and for no one else. She fainted and there was nothing to bring her out of her fainting spell. So then Purnamasi arranged, she sent a note to Krishna. You are the one who made Radharani faint. You are also the one who can make her alive again. Just like a certain substance can create an illness, but used in a different way, the same substance can cure. It's like milk products can create indigestions if you drink too much. But when the same milk has to be given in the form of yogurt, and then digestion works again. So Purnamasi, Krishna came and saw Srimati Radharani on the floor and was very shy. He was very shy because Srimati Radharani's beauty is, it's difficult to describe. I'm just reading one work, Sri Vishakananda Das Stotra. It describes Srimati Radharani in many, many ways, and in winter she warms Krishna. In the springtime she is like the lake in which the swan of Krishna can swim. Radha is just very, very, very everything for Krishna. So Krishna was then very shy, and Purnamasi said, what should be done is your foot must touch Radha's body. No, I can't do this, said Krishna. I'm a brahmacharya, but this is not possible. But Purnamasi convinced him that his lotus feet was touching Radha. Then she awoke, but Krishna quickly went away. He was so shy. So that is from my side. We will hear now our Krishna Murari. Let us listen attentively.
first time when Shri Krishna played flute. Before that, you know, there was time when Krishna took the flute for the first time, and the gopis heard it, and what was their first ever reaction? A Rasik Vaishnava has described it. When the gopis heard, because Krishna was already very tricky, very clever, or sometimes the gopis would even call Krishna as a cheater. ब्रज में ठगिया पहले ही हत्यो. In Braj, already a cheater was already present. Before only a cheater was already present in Braj. ठगनीक और कहाँ चली आई. From where another cheater has come into Braj. ठगिया ने ठग्यो हम भोरिन कूं. That one cheater who was already present in Braj, he has cheated us so many times. Sometimes he enters into our houses, sometimes he does this thing or that thing. But now, ठगिया ने ठग्यो हम भोरिन कूं. ठगनी ने ठग्यो ठग मोड़े लगाई. And that now cheater has got one more superior cheater. Who is that? That flute is the more cheater. She has captivated even that cheater who even cheats us. तू सोने की हो अधरान धरी इतरान लगी जाने मंत्र कौन सो सीख के आई. When he touches the lips of that cheater, she feels so good that, you know, sometimes she tries to, you know, tease us, because the gopis long to reach towards Krishna, but they cannot reach up till the place where the seat of Vamshi is. The seat of flute is on the lotus lips of Thakurji. Adharan dhari itran lagi jane mantar kon so sikh ke aai. Maybe she knows some black magic or some mantra or some tantra, that someone who cannot be captivated by anyone, this flute can captivate him. Tu sone ki hoti kaha karti abhiman kare dekho baas ki jai. If this flute was made of gold, what would she do to all of us? Now she is just made out of bamboo. Bamboo is considered inferior. She is just made out of bamboo. What a great effect would she have on all of us or on Krishna if she was made on from gold? So the gopis always condemn Vamshi as a cheater, because she has even cheated the king of all cheaters, Krishna. So different Vaishnavas describe Thakurji's Leela in different ways. Actually, it is a shloka from one of the six Goswamis, I think from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. In Leela Prakash Stava or Stotra, he describes Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhoja Yugmam. How to understand Krishna? He gives a proper steps. How can one understand Krishna? He gives a process how one can really understand Krishna. So the first step which he expresses is Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhoja Yugmam. One has to take shelter of Srimati Radharani. The first step. Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhoja Yugmam Ashritya Vrindatavi Tatpadankam. And then you have to take shelter of Vrindavan. This is the second step. First step, taking shelter of Srimati Radharani. Second is taking shelter of Vrindavan. Asambhasya tadbhava gambhir chittana. The third step is that we have to have conversation, or we have to listen to those gambhir chittan, to the conversation of those Vaishnavas, those rasiks, those senior devotees who are very serious in their life. Asambhasya satadbhava gambhir chittan. We have to hear seriously from them, from those rasik Vaishnavas who have described Thakurji's Leela in a different way, who have had glances of Thakurji's Leela. Asambhasya tadbhav gambhir chittan kutasyam sindho rahasyavagah. Without doing these things, without doing all these three steps, one cannot swim or one cannot take a bath into the secrets of Krishna's pastimes or into understanding of Krishna. Kutasyam sindho rahasyavagah. He cannot even put a single step into the process of understanding Krishna without hearing from Rasik Vaishnavas, without taking shelter of Srimati Radharani, and without taking shelter of Vrindavan. And there is a double time benefit of coming to Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan it is very easy to take shelter of Sriji, and by coming to Vrindavan we take shelter of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan we meet such rasik Vaishnavas, such sincere souls who have gambhir chittan, whose heart is so gambhir, so deep towards Krishna, that it becomes easy for us. There was a Vaishnava who lived on the valley of Giriraj, and he was so sincere that when one day, like, he spent almost the whole life living on Giriraj, and when one day his spiritual master asked him to go somewhere, even though he has not walked away from Giriraj, when he is trying to go away for the another seva which his guru has sent him, he is looking at Giriraj and going in backward direction. Usually if you have to go somewhere away, you show your back and then you start walking away. But he is standing like this and walking in backward direction. Just even going little away from Giriraj, he feels so much separation, they start singing. Shri Govardhan Vasi, oh the resident of Shri Govardhan. Savare, oh the blackish one. To bin rayo na jaye ho, I cannot live without you. Dekhan kune na tape, my eyes are burning or yearning to see you. Although he has not walked so much away from Giriraj, he still feeling this much separation. Aur bachan sunan ku kaan ho, if I go away from you, I will not be able to hear your words. Milve ku hi raat pe, my heart is longing to embrace you. Mere jiye ke jeevan pran ho, you are the life soul, you are the life force to me, O Krishna, O the resident of Govardhan, I cannot live without you. At last he says, Lal jug jug avichal rakhiyo, O Krishna, please make this Giriraj, this shelter which is known as Giriraj, Lal jug jug avichal rakhiyo, और यह सुख शैल निवास हो. प्लीज नेवर टेक अवे फ्रॉम मी और आइदर फ्रॉम एनी ऑफ योर बिलवेड वम्स दिस शेल्टर विच इज नोन एज गिरिराज अवे फ्रॉम अस. अविचल नेवर मूव इट अवे फ्रॉम अस. लाल जुग जुग अविचल राखियो और यह सुख शैल निवास हो. श्री गोवर्धन धर रूप पे बिकॉज आई कैन नॉट लिव विदाउट द फॉर्म ऑफ यू लिफ्टिंग गोवर्धन हिल. आई कैन नॉट रियली लिव अवे फ्रॉम यू. सो व्हेन वी हियर अबाउट दीज स्पेशल वैष्णवास then definitely the stone in our heart can start melting. This is the greatest benefit of coming to Vrindavan.
Wonderful, yes. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Yes, and I once learned that Sharanagati or taking shelter, it has three meanings. One was like a traveler in the rain who goes to a hut or a roof. He can take shelter there. But there is another second meaning. We find shelter when we are in a spiritual practice, when we have a sadhana, that will give us mostly a shelter to the Lord. One is just staying at Giriraj, like we are now staying here and resting here. That is shelter in the sense of looking for a place or going to a locality just nearby a Giriraj. But then there is a second form, that is our sadhana, worship Giriraj, hearing about Krishna and so on. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So yes, I think we will end here. Haribo.